All right, time to go back to our Bathurst previews. And joining us, well, he won the race back in 2013 and he's preparing for his 20th consecutive start in the great race. And I believe he was presented with a new helmet as well to mark his 20th Bathurst 1000. Mark Winterbottom, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And how are you feeling heading towards your 20th race? And also just the emotion of the occasion, knowing that it's the last time we see Holden V. Ford in earnest.
Yeah, I don't know if I need a helmet or gumboots, to be honest, at the moment. But no, it's really, really cool to be here for so long. You know, 20 years is a great achievement. So, yeah, really excited to get out there. But yeah, like you said, last year was the Holden Commodore, so a lot of things going on this weekend that make this race even more special. But to be honest, take all those milestones out, and you win it regardless, and take you'd love to win it. So yeah, it's going to be a massive weekend. It's going to be very, very tricky up here. It's very tricky conditions, and you know, in the dry it's very tough, in the wet even tougher. So it's going to be a really tough weekend. Hopefully, as 20 years experience come to play at some stage over the weekend.
Interested to ask you, Mark, like it's your 20th start. How do your nerves compare to your first year driving at Bathurst compared to where you are now? Do you still get nervous or is it more excitement?
It's funny, you know, you kind of, the first one, you don't know what to expect. So you roll out kind of young, blind, taking it all in. But when you get older, you do know what's coming at you. And then Bathurst always throws something different that you haven't seen. You might race here for 50 years and you'll roll out. And I've never been to a Bathurst where it rains all week, literally, like it looks like it could at the moment. So it always throws something at you that you're not prepared for, which then I think preparation eases the nerves. But when you can only prepare for what you know, you still get nervous because it literally will throw something at you that's a curveball, and yeah, you always get the nerves. But it's also how important this race is. You know, you get on that starting grid, and it's probably the least important a start is in our calendar ever, because we've got 6.5 hours to claw back a bad start. But it's the most nervous you get, just because of the meaning of what's going to happen ahead. So definitely nerves still go, but yeah. I kind of know what's coming at what point. But, yeah, like I said, something will get thrown at you that so left of centre that you didn't see that gets the nerves going on the fly as well.
I think Clarky's...
Well, yeah, we've just lost Clarky's audio there. We'll get Clarky back shortly.
You got me now, Middo?
Got you, Clarky. Go.
Sorry, mate. Not sure what's happened there. Mark, I was going to ask, how do you get the balance in these conditions, these weather conditions, around risk versus patience? Because I would imagine your moment to take a risk in these conditions can be very minimal.
Yeah, it's funny. Like we have about 900 kilometres of practice before the actual race. So you kind of, I don't know, you want to be at the top of the timesheet, even in practice, but then you win a race Sunday, but you can lose it Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like it's a bizarre event where, yeah, you want to be on the pace early to have confidence and all that side, but you don't want to bin it trying to get up to speed too quickly. So we'll run through our program of Thursday, Friday, and then qualifying Fridays when you have a little or kind of a bigger push. And then we have top 10 shootout Saturday, another practice session, another couple of sessions, and then Sunday, literally again, it resets because you've got to get into a position, into a rhythm, but it's the last 30 laps that's going to win this race. So again, you kind of push, conserve, survive, push when you need to survive. It's kind of it's a bit of a game of chess where you're trying to play your pieces. But yeah, you can definitely, we've seen cars crash on Thursday and they're unrepairable, so you're out. So yeah, definitely pick your times, but there's a point where you do need to push. And if you haven't, you can sometimes, you know, if you're trying to push too far past, then it can come unstuck at any stage. So yeah, hopefully that's not us. Hopefully that 19 or 20 years comes to play, that you're playing that chess piece at the right time.
We're speaking with Mark Frosty Winterbottom from Team 18, and you really have experienced it all, Mark, there at Bathurst. You've had, obviously, the victory in 2013. You've had DNFs. You've had pole positions as well. What are the... I guess the win is obviously the highlight, but what are the real memories that stick out for you over your... Well, as you head into your 20th race there at Bathurst, both the highs and the lows?
There's a memory from every year. That's the thing, yeah. Good or bad, but, literally... winning the race one year, catching fire the next. Like, it's just unbelievably cruel, you know. And it's very rare to see people go back-to-back here just because of how tough it is. But I guess the first day you drive here, because you've watched it, you've followed it, this is what gets you into motorsport, watching Bathurst, is one day you want to stand on top of the mountain. You know, that's kind of the glory and the holy grail of our sport. So those first laps when you drive out, remember... driving up Mountain Straight, and it happens every time, even though every year you come back, you get that buzz your first lap you go out, but you drive up and you go, holy, you know, how am I going to do this lap time and get on the pace? You know, it's such a daunting place. So, but yeah, just any year you come here, good, bad, it's, you know, I've had the toughest days ever, and you go home Sunday night going, damn, that's a good track, and can't wait to get back there. So every story is a good one. And yeah, hopefully... we have a good one this year. Hopefully it's another good story and another good year and, nice clean race.
And it's such a challenging track, and I can only assume with the weather it's going to make it more challenging. Where do you see sort of the race sort of won and lost? On what part of the track do people make their moves?
Pretty well, you cross the start line, and when you finish, there's a heap of everywhere around there. There's only certain passing spots that you can make. So, you know, turn one, turn four... down into Forest Elbow, into the Chase, last corner. There's about five genuine passing spots, but there's 23 corners where you get it wrong and you're in the fence. So your slight movement across the top, and we're doing in the wet probably 180 across the top, and in the dry is about 240. When you're talking about hitting that white line or millimetre perfection, if you get it slightly wrong, you're in the fence and it's game over. So mistakes happen anywhere, like literally... And it's when you just take your guard off a little bit, you go, okay, I'm clear here, take your guard down, bang, you're in the fence, and it's going over. So, yeah, action-packed. And really, the rain's terrible for the drivers, but from a spectator's point of view or someone watching, if I had a ticket, I'd want it to rain because you want to see people push past their limits, and that's what water does. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how it all plays out. But, it's going to be action-packed.
Is Shane Van Gisbergen the driver to beat? I mean, he's had an amazing year so far. He's had a record equaling 18 wins, and we know that Bathurst is completely different. But is he the driver and the carter to watch?
Well, if you beat him, you have a chance, I reckon. Like, yeah, he's definitely in form. But Bathurst throws different people too. You know, like last year, he was the guy to beat as well, and Chas Mostert and Polesworth turn up and absolutely blitz the field. So it brings out a few guys here that you can never focus on one because someone else pops up. But, you know, you'd have to say if you beat him, you'll be on the podium at least. And what step that is, you know, that's kind of depends on how many others are up there. But, beat him, you're in good shape.
Mark, really appreciate your time. Hope your 20th is one to certainly remember for all the good reasons. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.